room, a man was in bed. Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Did you know multiple sclerosis is the most common neurological disease affecting young adults in Canada? MS is unpredictable, affecting vision, hearing, memory, balance, and mobility. Join us this year at the MS Walks across the Lower Mainland to help raise vital funds for people living with MS. For more information, please visit mswalks.ca. Let's lace up together to end MS.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 5th of December, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Oakstend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, live radio plays are making a comeback in a big way these days. Pacific Theatre is doing one for their Christmas show. We will talk to the director. And a couple of friends of the show have released their Christmas songs. We'll give them a listen, plus our preview on Tuesday night's Shindig entries. And we'll give you our rundown of what to see locally in independent music, film, and theater. We got another solid hour coming up, so don't touch that dial. Now, back in the glory days of radio, before we had television, everything was, all of our stories, all our cop shows, our soap operas, our sitcoms, everything came over the radio, and it was all recorded, sometimes in front of a live audience, but often just in a little cramped studio with a few microphones and some poor guy in suspenders banging sticks together to make sound effects. Well, that kind of live theater event is coming back in a huge way, as I said at the top. And the show that's going on at Pacific Theatre right now is a radio show version of It's a Wonderful Life. It's directed by UBC superstar Sarah Rogers, and I spoke to her in the comfort room at the United Church at 12th and Hemlock.
We're here talking to Sarah Rogers.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Director of It's a Wonderful Life at Pacific Theatre. Now, because CITR has a mandate to cover the campus community of UBC, we need to know what your UBC bona fides are.
Oh, thank you. I am big-time UBC alumni. I have my BFA in acting from UBC, and I then went back many years later and got my master's in directing, so my MFA, and that was in 2003 that I graduated.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So we're talking about It's a Wonderful Life, which is the classic film from the 40s with James Stewart and Donna Reed. But for those who may not be familiar with it, what's a quick rundown of what the story's about?
It's a beautiful piece, and one of those favorite Christmas films. I think many people, I myself certainly, love to tuck in and drink wine and watch this iconic film, and then it really feels like Christmas. Mm-hmm. And somehow it tugs at my heartstrings year after year after year. I can't tire of it.
It's basically the story of a man who struggles through his whole life and feels he isn't worth anything, and an angel comes down and tells him that he actually is worth something, shows him what life is like.
He shows him what life is like if he had never been born.
Yeah.
And I remember being really little, actually, like probably 8 years old, 7 or 8 when I first saw it. And that concept blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I think for everybody, that section of the story is stunning. When he goes back and you see the repercussions of his non-existence. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't there, how did that affect all the other people and lives around him? And it's an amazing concept and something quite incredible for each of us to think about.
It's very Zen. It's the idea of the pebble in the water and the ripples that come out. We've seen it on stage in Vancouver before. The Arts Club ran it for about 3 or 4 years in a row. But this is a unique event. This is not the typical stage play. This is a radio play.
It is. I love it. One of my favorite genres.
Yeah.
I love radio drama, love radio plays. You know, as a geeky kid, I would sit up late at night and listen to the old programs that were played late at night on radio. And so I love this genre. I think, personally, it works so well for this film. It's very difficult to stage screenplay to theater. It's very challenging. And when you have something like this film that is sweeping, and it goes from interior to exterior, to snow, to standing on bridges, to jumping into water, how does one do that on stage? It's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I love about radio is it's making the audience see it in their imagination. So we can created ourselves.
Yeah. Theater of the mind is what it's called.
Theater of the mind. We can also see those beautiful moments from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those favorite moments we bring to life for you.
Yeah, yeah. So oftentimes when you make the transition onto stage, you get that critical eye looking at it. Well, it wasn't like that exactly. It wasn't like this. But when the radio or when you're hearing it being read, it goes on in your head. So it seems whatever way you want it to be.
It's a great gift for us.
Yeah.
And it's a great gift for me as a director.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it because I don't have to stage this show. What I do get to do is stage a life in a broadcast studio in the 1940s.
Right.
And what fun is that? And we've also infused the piece with jingles from the era, commercials from the era, and of course there's a bit of singing and dancing.
Well, yeah.
I'm a musical theater gal, you're a musical theater man, you know, you got to have some of that in there.
Yeah.
And so there's lots of visuals, lots of fun in it, but as I say, we have the gift of the actors at mic when they're doing the actual screenplay.
Yeah, and so you've got a great cast too.
I do.
Yeah.
I have a lovely cast. John Voth, hot off of Bard on the Beach.
And a recent Jessie Award winner.
That's right, he is. And I also have beautiful Caitlin Williams-Gordon, familiar face to Pacific Theatre, and she's our Mary, and just stunning.
Yeah.
And I have just a terrific ensemble, Peter Church, who is our adapter.
Mm-hmm.
He's also on stage in the play.
Tell me a little bit about Peter Church, because I was looking him up a bit. He's from Toronto, right?
He is from Toronto, and he moved here quite recently, I want to say a year and a half ago, and he linked up with Pacific Theatre very, very soon afterwards. And they did do a radio play treatment last year, not a Christmas show, just a radio play genre.
Yeah.
It's his niche. It's something that he did for years in Toronto. and also a lovely actor. Mm-hmm. And so this is his brainchild, you know, and he's a real fan of the film as well, and knows it inside out, and also knows this genre very well. I've also directed a few radio plays, and as an actor, been in some as well. And so we geek out over the radio stuff.
Fantastic. So it starts tonight, the 5th of December.
Yes,
We're pre-recording this, so it's not really tonight, but it will be when you hear this.
Tonight.
Yeah.
It's opening night. We have all those opening night jitters and excitement.
And it runs right through Christmas until
it certainly does.
Until New Year's Eve.
It's our Christmas gift to you, Dave.
Oh, gee, thanks, Sarah. It's a Wonderful Life is at Pacific Theater, which is at 12th and Hemlock in the Fairview District of Vancouver. And that runs from tonight, opens tonight, and runs until the 30th of December. It's definitely worth checking out. It's I got a chance to meet with the cast after the interview, and they're a fun bunch, and it's a unique way of looking at a classic story, so definitely check that out. Also going on around town, lots of new stuff happening. Last week was kind of the weekend for closings. We got the weekend for openings going on now. At the Burnaby Village Museum, they're doing their annual Christmas show. It's called Stealing Christmas, and it happens Saturdays and Sundays, three times a day, 2:30, 4 o'clock, and 6:30. At the Jericho Arts Center, we've got a group called the Fire Escape Equity Co-op, and they're doing The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams. Shows Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, and also during the week. And this is, of course, the classic Tennessee Williams play with a sharp contemporary spin, directed by friend of the show, Sean McDonald. We've got 20-something Theater and Hardline Productions, another couple of great new theater companies. They're doing a co-production of Wide Awake Hearts by Brendan Gall. This is a nightmarish landscape. Reality and fiction blur hilariously in heartbreaking ways. And that is opening tonight. I lost track of what's going on, but it's happening at the Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main. We've got Fighting Chance Productions has their latest. It's the musical version of Louisa May Alcott's Little Witch, happening at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. Also on Granville Island, Carousel Theater for Young People is doing James and the Giant Peach, of course, based for ages 6 and up, and that's happening at the Waterfront Theater. How about this? The Geekenders Burlesque Troupe has got another holdover of the Star Wars revival Jedi. So if you missed it in October and you missed it last chance, tomorrow night, one more final night of this out-of-the-world burlesque Star Wars Reveal of the Jedi at the Rio, one show tomorrow night. And then one final thing I want to let you know about, a group from Zimbabwe called Black Umfosoli. No, Imfolosi, that's it. Black Imfolosi, and they are they're a wonderful African a cappella group, and they're going to be playing at Performance Works on Granville Island tomorrow at 8:30. And if you have a show that you think needs to get out there, you want to get people to come out and see it, let us know here. The email address is daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. All right. What are we doing now? Oh, Christmas music. That's what it was. We've got three friends of the show. Two friends of the show, and one have produced something, and then someone else posted something on Facebook that I just had to share with you. So we're going to hear in reverse order. We heard this last week. It's the Cypress Street Band. They have an original Christmas song called It's Just Not Christmas Without You. And then our old pal Chris Elgstrand, the Sad Sack Troubadour, he's got his Christmas song that... it's not as jolly as some other Christmas songs, but you'll enjoy it anyway. And the first bit, we're going to play here right now. This is a piece that somebody posted on Facebook this morning, and it's a mashup of, if you're a Star Trek fan, you'll get it. It's Jean-Luc Picard doing his version of a classic Christmas song.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
Make it so.
Make it so. Make it so. Ma'am,
it doesn't show signs
of stopping.
And I brought me some tea, Earl Grey, hot. The lights are turned way down low. Make it so. Make it so. Make it so.
When we finally kiss.
Good night.
How I hate going out in
the storm. But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley.
All the way home, I'll be
warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear...
We're still goodbye, then. But
as long as
you love me so...
Make it so.
Make it so.
Make it so.
So a special thanks to friend of the show, Naomi Lazarus, for posting that on Facebook this morning.
Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Do you hear what I hear? Daddy's crying in the basement. Daddy's had such a bad year. Full of shame and self-debasement. Now he can't find his tools. And he can't find the tree stand. And he can't find the screws. And who put away the lights this way? It's not how you do it. It's just not how it's done. Why can't we do anything right? Why do we do everything wrong in this house? So let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Without a fight this year. Do you know what I know? Mom is swearing on her cell phone. She had to call her friend Joan. 'Cause she can't handle my dad alone. 'Cause she's sick. Mom's so sick of dad and his tears and emotional fits. She wishes he was strong. 'Cause if he was stronger, he could pull up his socks and just deal with it. But he can't get right. Wait for it. But he can't get right tonight. Oh, okay. Yes. They can put up a tree on their own while I pretend that I'm not home. I'll give myself a silent night by staying out of the tree fight that happens every year. How about some Christmas cheer? How about some good old-fashioned Christmas cheer? Christmas cheer. Really? Okay. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. how to fight this year. Didn't know we were tagging it like that. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Thank you very much. Really? You just put a tag on? You don't tell me?
The presents are wrapped up, they ain't no taste so good. Chestnuts are roasting, but I'm just not in the mood. With you so far away, this can't be a holiday. It's just not Christmas without you. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. Sounds of laughter can be heard everywhere. How can the Yuletide start when I have a broken heart? Don't know what to do. It's just not Christmas without you.
That's the Cypress Street Band, and they are going to be performing next Friday night, the 12th of December, at the Kitsilano Wired Monk, which is at 4th and Stevens, 4th and Trafalgar. And they're going to be performing along with Ed Lamb and a whole bunch of other groups at a Holly Jolly concert at the Wired Monk. And this is going to be a benefit for the food bank. So if you bring a non-perishable food item, you get to get in free, or if not, just bring $10 and sit down and have a great night next Friday at Wired Monk on West 4th in Kitsilano. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and tell you what to expect on Tuesday night at Shindig right after this.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosions!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night,
because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
I just got a little little tag on Facebook from Ryan Beal, a former well, never mind. Anyway, local actor and comedian Ryan Beal. He's part of the Sunday night service that goes down at the Fox Cabaret every Sunday night on Main Street. And this coming Sunday, they've got a special show on. Here, I'll read it out to you. Did you hear all of Taz's crazy prospecting in the alley of the Fox Cabaret was good for something? After months of illegal digging and semi-legal pickaxing, Taz has gone and struck gold. Get down to the Fox Cabaret and stake your claim. Ryan Beal will have the most docile mules for sale that you have ever seen. You can't just buy one. Emmett Hall will fix your wagon for $30. He says it in a sexy way, but he will literally just fix your wagon. And Caitlin Howden is a salty old prospector at the bar whose leg is too lame to go out anymore. But for a taste of your whiskey, she'll trade you a hunting poem about the night that the gold came to life. Kevin Lee is a riverboat gambler, kind of like Maverick. We told him to do a little more research, and he showed us a timeline for that. Was pretty airtight, but that was what he's going with. And Aaron Reed is deep below, digging as far down as possible on a quest to find rubies to start the world's first ruby rush, a term that he claims to have bought the t-shirt rights to years ago. Taz Van Rassel was in the preamble, so that's his thing. Get down for the show, 9 o'clock, Sunday night. And special stand-up guest Ben Mills. That's the Sunday service this Sunday, Fox Cabaret on Main Street. All right, Ryan, I've done your plug for you. So that is Tarantula Head. They are the winners of week 8. 8? Was it 8 or 7? It was seven. Week seven of Shindig at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova in sunny Gastown. That used to be the spinning wheel, for those of you who are old enough to remember that. And it happens every Tuesday. Music starts at about 8 o'clock. It only costs $6 to get in. And drinks are cheap. And fun is fun. Fun is fun. There you go. Music is great. And the competition is just solid every week, so definitely worth checking that out. Coming up this week, we've got three more bands, and we are going to hear from at least two of them. I'm still looking to see if I can find the third one, but we've got GBGBs. Is that what it is? Where are we? No, GBBGs. There we go. Ace Martins, and this is Funk Shui.
She fell from heaven, it must have hurt like ow.
You're not going to believe this. You can probably hear it in the background. Somebody pulled the fire alarm, so I have to actually leave. Autopilot, so we'll just... And if it stops, it stops.
When it's green, push it down. It goes around. So God, do write this down. Don't think we ever lose it now. Books were bound. You can burn berries down for the crowds. They wrote all the wiki house, check the doubt, but I'm sure water was always here. And still, it remains as it always was.
who start to rise above the boulevard. Up to now it's been pretend, but it's a time for that to end. Yeah, it's time for that to end. Oh! Into the trunk, gagged and bound, the last you'll see of his insults down. Momentary lapse of sound ahead.
All that you got left. All that you got left. When the night begins to stretch, a goodbye is all that you got left. Sunset, a moon begins to fill the sky, and through the wall it's time to die. Blood red moon has filled the sky. Ow! Into the trunk, gagged and bound, the last you'll see of Tinseltown. Momentary lapse of sound ahead. All that you got left. All that you got left. When the night begins to stretch, goodbye is all that you got left.
flashing blue and red, oh, don't mean a thing to you. The girls love you, you find them in your bed, oh, lipstick and black stiletto, 'cause you're so rude. The youth have gone astray, the sins won't go away. Pork pie hats, boots, pinstripe suits and shades. They better count their blessing if they cross you. Confidence, 'cause Rudy's have a swagger, them sharper than a dagger, 'cause they're so rude. The youth have gone astray, the sins won't go away.
Never again. on my love of music, cause I just couldn't cope with how it felt to be defeated after being so close. I had to pay the rent, and so I gave up my goals. I had to be a man, at least I told myself so. I gave it up, got my hair cut, and found myself in a coat. I buttoned up and stared into the mirror and laughed, then I choked. Cause birds are meant to sing, and men are made to be broke. But pain is meant to sting, and now it's giving me hope. People think that I'm a little jaded, but I can see a little clearer now. It took a while before the scars had faded, but now I ain't selling out. Keeps running through my head, these feelings of regret. Dreams slipping through my hands, so I'm turning around. Gotta put it to an end, please tell me if my heart beats selling out. My heart's deepest feelings again.
Taking everything, I'm giving everything.
Keeps running through my head, these feelings of regret. Dreams slipping through my hands, so I'm turning around. Gotta put it to an end, please tell me if my heart beats selling out. My heart's deepest feelings again. Keeps running through my head, these feelings of regret. Dreams slipping through my hands, so I'm turning around. Never again.
Well, that was exciting. You probably didn't even know I was gone. We had a fire alarm and the fire department showed up and cleared the building, and now we're back to our regularly scheduled programming. Who did we hear anyway while I was out of the room? That was Pedwell, his latest Get That song is called Sellout from Get That Thing. Before that was Rude City Riot, who are playing at the Fairview Pub tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Do I have that note? And then a couple from Big John Bates. And then we started off with the Shindig Preview, CBBGs, and Feng Shui. There are a couple of songs you can hear on Tuesday night. And if you want to know more about Shindig on Tuesday night, listen to this.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova, every Tuesday until December 16th, with semifinals resuming in the new year.
Lay it down for me.
CITR congratulates Tarantula Head for making it into the Shindig semifinals. Come to Shindig this Tuesday, December 9th for Imaginary Music Makers, GBBGs, Dreamy Shoegazers, Ace Martins, and Funk Hip Hop from Feng Shui.
I love Shaquilla. Oh, Shaquilla.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas. Every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
To get up and walk, you are whole.
Well, thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. And remember, if you have a song that needs airplanes, an audition that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. It's at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And please book. Stick around, Eleanor and FM Concept. They survived the fire alarm. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova, every Tuesday until December 16th, with semifinals resuming in the new year.
Lay it down for me.
CITR congratulates Tarantula Head for making it into the Shindig semifinals. Come to Shindig this Tuesday, December 9th for Imaginary Music Makers, GBBGs, Dreamy Shoegazers, Ace Martins, and Funk Hip Hop from Funk Shui.
I love Shaquilla. You know she is my...
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Thank you.
could have told you that. The finch is gathering the branches, ignoring all the chances of winning.